Primark, the big fire from last week, and of course the jobs being lost and the eyesore in the city and all of that, really irritating for many people. Heartbreaking when you're facing losing your income for the rest of the year, and on top of that, the hopes indeed that the company will remain in the city and the attractions of Primark will be to the fore very soon. Again, I want to speak to Michaela Lafferty from USTA, the shop workers union, who was at that City Hall meeting yesterday. And actually, the management of Primark seem to be coming out of this crisis very well. So far, so good for sure. Michaela, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Michaela. Considering that Primark have been through this massive fire and lost one of their iconic outlets, the management of the company seem to have the staff in their thoughts.
That's always been, to be honest, their first priority. We met with Primark the day after the fire last Wednesday, and we've been singing really off the same hymn sheet since. Job security and continuity of wages is their priority. We've had conversations over the actual building, and whatever happens, the building is out of our hands and is out of the immediate manager's hands within Primark. And the decisions as to the future of bank buildings is still under inspection and assessment. But the staff and that workforce, that tremendous workforce that they have, has always been to the forefront of all our minds. And we met with the company yesterday. They attended my union meeting in City Hall last night. We're meeting with them again today to kind of add more meat onto the bone and get a bit more detail about where we're looking at now, more long term, because they've comprehensively responded to the short term crisis that staff are facing with no jobs.
If Primark management or ownership wanted to stop the wages, could they stop them legally today?
Yes, they could, but that's not the choice that they've made. The choice that they've made, and we've had the conversations with Primark, is its continuity of wages, albeit that for this week and next week, it is looking like contracted wages, and I would be the first person to say our members are now starting to feel the pinch with that. But they didn't have to do that, and I think that's a key point. And it gives us confidence that they are continuing to pay wages, that they are committed not only to Belfast City Centre and opening up as soon as they possibly can, but committed to keeping this workforce together and keeping an income coming into those households.
Have they told you where they're looking at, where they may open in the very near future? I'm sure they'll want to get the Christmas rush.
They haven't told me, Frank, and I mean, I'm hoping to have conversations with the company today going forward. I still don't believe they will tell me where they'd be looking. I'm more interested in the fact that they've committed to Belfast City Centre, they've committed to their workforce, and that they are actively looking to open up premises again, especially for the Christmas rush. Because it's not just Primark that's feeling this. It's the surrounding businesses, obviously, because Primark was such an anchor store for the city. It was the heart of that whole Castle Street area, and it was such a draw for customers. But you know, it's not just them that's feeling this loss. We have to be conscious that there are surrounding businesses now that are also either cannot trade because of either the cordon or Primark's closures. They're feeling that pinch. So it needs a city-wide a focus from the city, from the mayor, and from us and from Primark in order to address that situation. So there's an awful lot of work to do. Although we welcome what Primark said last night, that commitment was huge news for the city and huge news for their staff, and very, very welcome. But there's an awful lot of work to do in terms of adding more detail into the when and the where, so that we can kind of put Belfast back to the way it was.
Apart from rates relief while they're closed, what can the other smaller shopkeepers hope to get?
That's conversations that they would be having, obviously, with the city. And I know that the city, well, talking to the Lord Mayor last night, is having conversations on a daily basis with regards to what's going to happen with those businesses and how to move that forward.
I suppose Primark have a slight worry that they could lose staff here as well. This is the other issue, isn't it? That the staff might go for another job because there will be a demand for skilled retail people on the countdown to Christmas.
There's always a demand for skilled retail workers. And we're very, very thankful with the offers of employment from retailers and other businesses throughout the city that have contacted me. And that's hoteliers and the pub industry, and the response from the businesses in Belfast has been overwhelming in their support of Primark staff. But I don't think at this stage it's a fear that Primark have. Primark are doing they are doing exactly what we would ask them to do. We need a time frame now from them as to when they foresee them or when they hope they're going to open, where that will be. But those decisions clearly still have to be made by the business. And we will do everything that we can to... We've three aims, and we share those three aims with the company, and that is to keep this workforce together, to keep them in a job, and to keep an income and a wage coming into their households. That's the three things that we're looking to achieve.
Okay, Michaela, thank you very much. Michaela Lafferty from the union, and I think Primark, as we said at the beginning, the management, the ownership of Primark coming out of this at the moment very well, because they seem to have their staff close to their heart, which is a very positive thing. And it isn't always the way in 2018. And our thoughts with the other smaller business operatives who would be in that area who are finding it very, very difficult. A great resilience coming through from people generally after that terrible fire last Tuesday. Michaela Lafferty is from USTA. Thank you very much. Your opinions are very welcome. 90333 105.